Begin the current daf, Masech the Sukkah, daf Gimel, begin on the base, begin the face of the Masech, begin with the Gemara, but Kaifa Lekli. But although you can't move it, but you could take a vessel and turn it over onto that egg, which Pirush Rashi says, the Mahach Brais, and part of Chosam and Yitzchok. This Brais is the Gemara asked over there on Rabbi Yitzchok. Tell me that he says, then clean it, you can't move a vessel that you're allowed to move for something that, only for something that in itself could be moved, but not for something that cannot be moved. Here we see you can move a vessel for the egg which itself cannot be moved. We did it, and Rabbi Yitzchak answers over there, no, it's talking about Tzorchum Mekayma. Where, if anyways you had to move that bowl for its place, once you're moving it, then you could move it and put it over the egg. From here they ruled, the other Kamalan from this, that we ruled the Dabash Malachal Issa Asa, that's something that it's prime activities for something that's forbidden, that it's forbidden to move. In Eladavka, Chalon Tzorchum Mekayma, that's only if you don't need it or you don't need its place. But if you need it or you need its place, sure, it's going to be permitted. Because, like we see, although this thing cannot be moved, but again, if it's tzarich l'mekaymai, then you can move it. And then hischol tatloi, and if you start moving in b'shvil, shetzarich l'guv l'mekaymai, because you need it or its place, then mutloi licha, then you let him move it, afil b'chedroi, im yirtza, even in his room, if he wants to. Because we see over here, the hobbit tzarich l'mekaymai l'guv l'kli, since you need it for the place over the actual vessel itself, then you let him put it, even let him move it over the egg, which in itself would not be permitted. But once you're holding it, then you can move it wherever you want to move it to. The next taste of the Masechta is beginning with the words of the Gemara. According to me, what do you mean? Even on the first day of Yom Tov, it's going to be mitzvah. Which taste is tamer? It's a wonder. Rabbi Yehuda, that he holds the Beishan al-Biyam, is going to be mutter, comes out, to make a Beishan al-Biyam, who said, not Mishnah, the Beishan al-Biyam is going to be, you could eat it. What do you think? He left Beishan and doesn't do like Beishan? We don't rule like Beishan. So I said, you can say, Rabbi Yehuda, I'm like Nechel Kavisham Mishal, but there was no, you're right, he holds it's mutter because, yes, like Beishan, he holds that Beishan never disagreed Beishan in this halacha. Continue with the next test of to begin the words of the Gemara, Bachez, Bachez, Bachul, and those others get mixed with others, and so on and so forth, and they're all going to be Aser regarding this Iser of this Be'ah. Tais is statement, it's a wonder, because then Cain, if we're saying the Tarev is going to mix in other Tarevs, etc., Isis Fek Sveka, then you're saying a doubt of a doubt is going to be forbidden, because the first one's a doubt, and then mixing into another one, that's a double doubt. Now, the problem is with Tarev is the Gemara is from the Bayan Dal Manav, the Kamadi Gemara tells us, Mi'ika da Asa Sveik Sveik Bisur, no, you think anyone says a doubt of a doubt is forbidden by somebody that's forbidden to have benefit? What do you mean? Amai Le'Mahacha, why didn't the Gemara resolve from over here? The stream that we see it's forbidden, Avagam Deka Sveik Sveik, although it's a doubt of a doubt. And that is Bishlam Hidl El, we understand what the Gemara previously brought to Amma, that the Gemara says a Sveik Asura, that the previous Halacha, that says that when it's a doubt, it's going to be forbidden. And then it says, Nisar Be'elim Kulna, so it's going to mix in that thousand, all be Asur. Nuch Lefarish, Tibish Remain the Tam. That you could explain it to Ben Tam that Nisar Be'elef, when it's talking about that I got mixed into a thousand, I Issa Asma Koi. So that's going on the prohibited item itself. So it's actually two different dinim. The first halacha of Safik being Asr, in other words, that if you have a Safik by the Be'ah, of course, Nel Be'amtiv or Erbe'amtiv, so the Be'ah is also awesome, Safik. Another halacha, you got mixed in a thousand, it's talking about by an egg that's for sure born on Yamtiv. And it got mixed with a thousand eggs, with only one suffix, where we don't know which one is Aser, so they all thousand going to be Aser. But the Brisa wasn't talking about Sveik Sveika. So that's one approach of resolving it. It's actually going to Iser itself. Or even, I mean, another approach you could say, even if the Brisa is talking about a Sveik Sveika, even so, there's no difficulty why the Gemara is not being arrived from this Brisa. The reason that is because Hotel El, Brisa, this is what we brought before as a Brisa. My old Malach Brisa Doch, Malach Brisa Doch Hassan. What's better, this price over here than the price over there? There's no reason why we should bring a source from here and not the price of the Sechel Zvach. But Abel says Tyson, the gift is the Mishnah Kasha. But from the Mishnah, it's difficult. Where the Gemara should have brought a riot from the Mishnah Sechel Zarla that says Sveik Sveik is Aser, which a Mishnah is better than the price. So Al Kain, Lagros Rabin Tam, Achiz Bachiz. So you're right, Rabin Tam takes the gifts Achiz Bachiz because you're right. We don't say this halacha of acheris b'acheris because of this question. But Rin Yitzchok v'Reb Baruch, I mean, he says the goes like Shabbat. No, it is appropriate to have this gears of acheris b'acheris. But this is what it's saying. Shins arav gam ho iser. You're right, Sveik Sveika. We don't say, as the Gemara says over there, that's going to be aser at all. But we're not talking about tarivis and tarivis. We're saying that the iser got mixed in from one to the other. Oh. So then the question is, so wait a second, the Isser itself, so it's not a Sveik Sveik, it's only one Safik. Yes, but the Sukkot, but you would have thought this is it's going to be permitted, the second mixture, it's almost like you have two majorities, because even though it's in there, but it's you have the first majority and then the second majority. Mashmalon, that's what I'm saying, the old Gemara, because ultimately it's still one Safik, because the original Isser went from one and then to the next one. No, it is appropriate Gersa. But still you cannot resolve it from our Gemara over here, from Achiz Bacheris, that to tell us this halacha sik seka. Why? Because the Kimlon, we assume an halacha that called Davishish Lachar Shiva, anything that has a significance, in the bottle, El Bater Yub is only nullified in two majorities. Meaning, when you have a sex seka, and you also have a double majority of Heter, that's when it's going to be a bottle. Lakachi, the batlacha, they're going to be bottle over here. Because here, you're right, there's sex seka, but you don't have two times a rave of Heter, as Tosis explains. But there, the proof is from two rives, because Thomas Svek Sveke and two times of Rav of Hatta. Because the Kamad Gemara says, in this Av Ruba B'tech Ruba, if you have the majority getting mixed in the majority, Tanya, I would learn, oh, so that's two things. Aloha Behe Incantre Ruba, you don't have two majorities. Why? What do you mean? Because Shatar Ruba is a Rishon HaYishab, you could say the first mixture was equal, and there wasn't more of the Hatta over the Isser. So although it's a Svek Sveke, but it's not Trey Ruba, as in Yavamas Apeyah Alaf and different masculine sovereigns, so Tetzi Pradeshi explained this idea in greater length. But again, that's why it wouldn't be a raya for this idea of Svek Sveka being Aser.